Campbell talked a little bit about Marvin last year. Yeah. The highlight reels, the 80-yard catches, the long runs. But if it's third and six, he ran a 7-yard route. I mean, you just talk about it, especially maybe imparting that on some of these younger guys, knowing down, knowing distance, knowing game situation.
Yeah, that's a big part of being a receiver is knowing the situation, knowing the down and distance. And that was one thing Marvin was really good at, is knowing how many yards he needs to get for the first down. And it's not all about the big plays. And that's what I said earlier, is mastering the 5-yard plays. Those are actually the ones that are probably the hardest to make or even the most important ones to make. So, you know, that was one of the big, that's the biggest thing about being a receiver is mastering that type of technique.
How about over the course of four quarters, I mean, talking with guys that may be susceptible to a double move or you feel a defensive back out over the course of the game, has that gotten easier for you?
Definitely. I mean, you know, coming in as a freshman, you don't know anything. So you don't know what this guy's doing. You know, you can't really read defenses. I mean, that was my trouble as a freshman. As you get older, it slows down and you start to notice things. And you start to notice, especially when you're watching film, you can notice their technique and then you can work on yours to, you know, attack that or whatever. So, like, I guess that's a big thing growing up. You start, everything slows down, you start to learn.
Keenan, there's a difference between excuses and reasons. I mean, excuses would be, you know, you blame something on a reason.
Yeah.
How limiting was some of the injuries you had to fight through, you know, the ankle, through the course of the year and hindering you and maybe not developing where you wanted to be by the end of the year?
I mean, well, it definitely hurt. It's just one thing. It's football, though. You gotta fight through. You're going to be hurt. You're not going to be 100% all season. And that's a big thing about football. And that's kind of the fun thing about it. You know, not everybody is going to be, you know, 100%. Everybody's hurting. Something's hurting on somebody. And, you know, when it's something that's hurting a little worse than what you think, you got to deal with it and go do what you can. So that's...
How much of things were curtailed necessarily? Or, you know, when you were on the field and maybe your ankle's hurting and you can't run, did quite as strong as you could before or whatever. How much of that was changed or altered, or was any of it changed or altered?
You know, it's just, I guess, just fighting through the pain. You gotta think about the team more than yourself, and that's one of the hardest things about injuries is, you know, knowing how much you can do without hurting yourself, and knowing if it's hurting your team if you're in. And I guess that's a hard decision, and it's a decision you gotta let your trainers know. I mean, if something's bothering you, but it's just there's a difference between hurt and injured, so that's pretty much the big thing.
So there's not a difference in the routes that you run, but how's the play calling been different now?
Well, it's a lot different. It's not so much as concepts. It's more of like numbering or something like that, or it's kind of like a whole play, and instead of just, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but like it's a lot what I've done in high school. It tells every receiver like a specific route, and it's pretty cut and dry. So I mean, not dry, but it just tells you what to do, and you know, it's kind of more, I think it's more of a, you know, let's go type of offense.
So you said it's something that you were familiar with in high school. Does that make it easier for you to grasp then as you're going through the playbook and you're learning everything?
I mean, definitely. I think it's helped me within high school, knowing the type of, you know, numbering and everything is kind of the exact same thing as we had in high school. So, I mean, that's definitely helped me, and I think it's helping the other guys too, from, you know, me knowing it a little bit to be like, no, that's wrong, it's this, or, you know, okay, you're right, but it's a little different, you know. I think even it's a little easier to learn for the younger guys too, and I think it's given the younger guys a little more excitement for the spring ball, and even me, excitement for spring ball, just to know that you're learning and it's not just doing the same thing over and over.